Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise God and welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio, and also welcome to Blog Talk, air code 646-373-1857. I want to thank Sammy Oakley for his contributions. Thank you so much, brother. God bless you. Thank you so much. We want to welcome all of you. We are streaming live right now here at Facebook. We're at www.livedeliverance.com right now as we speak. And we're in our Blog Talk room, air code 646-378-1857. Hit option 1 for comments. I want to share with you some things that my spirit has been troubled with, this anti-Semitism toward the Israeli people and the Jewish people, and where is this coming from? Heavenly Father, Lord, we come in the holy name of Jesus of Nazareth, King of all Jews. We thank you for Yeshua, the Messiah from Israel. We thank you that the covenant that you made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob will stand into eternity. We come up against any anti-Messiah spirits, anti-Jewish spirits in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. And we send them back to the sender. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We take authority over this demonic spirit that will try to hinder me from bringing this message. We ask that the angels do battle in the heavens to keep the communications open for the hearer to hear what the Spirit says through me. Lord, use me as your oracle. And we ask that you forgive us for all of our sins, known and unknown. We know that your word says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our fault, that he is just and able to forgive us from all unrighteousness. And we ask that you forgive us from all unrighteousness at this opportunity now, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Anti-Semitism, anti-Jews. Why is it that the world hates Jews? I'm going to tell you spiritually what's going on. Okay, and we're going to look at this. It's an anti-Christ spirit that is up and running very heavy. These protesters with the Palestinian people, I'm sorry for the Palestinian people. I'm also sorry for the Jewish people, but I got to go what the covenant of God tells me and what the word says about the Jewish people. And I don't want to sound biased, but I got to follow the word. And I would like for all of you to please turn with me to the book of Romans. And when you get to Romans, go to Romans chapter 1, and then we'll go to Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. That's for all of us. But here is the order of God's order. To the Jew first, and also to the Greek, means Gentile. Now, this is in the Bible. Why is it that Israel is looking as if it's the enemy? And who is doing this to project Israel as some country that kills children and women? This nation is a very small nation, only 30% of the population of Jewish people. God. They're his chosen people. Some may say that those are not Jews there. Well, whoever they are, they're Jews to me. There are black Jews, dark-skinned Jews, light-skinned Jews. God is God. And when we get caught up into the world system, it is controlled by the devil. Everything that's taking place with Israel is spiritual. It has some significance to do with the second coming of Christ. Now, I don't know when Christ is coming. No one knows but the Father. But I definitely would tell you this. in the scriptures of Psalms 122, verse 6, it tells us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. This is an important, very important integral with the second coming of Christ. Jesus himself was a Jewish person. Now, what is causing all this? Satan is the god of this world. Second Corinthians 4:4. 2 Corinthians 4:4. Now you need to hear this, because this is all spiritual. The protest that's going on against the Jewish people who've been attacked first now. They have a sovereign right to defend themselves, and they need to go and root out all of those terrorists. If not, it's going to be some more Israelis dying. Now, the Bible tells me in 2 Corinthians, this ain't got nothing to do with no politics. This got something to do with the Bible, and I'm going to show you what is really going on in the spirit world. See, in the spirit realm, there are principalities, strong men spirits, demons assigned to do different things. You have a American president on trial for sexual abuse, already been found guilty of molesting a person. 13 gag orders, can't even keep his mouth shut, but yet he wants to be the president of the United States and can't even follow regular orders as an ordinary person. These are spirits that's protecting Donald Trump. These are demonic spirits. These are strongholds of another Jesus. And you have to come up against that through fasting and prayer. And definitely pray for Israel, because Satan is the god of this world. You have to understand that. In whom the god of this world have blinded the minds of them, believe not, lest the light and the glorious gospel of Christ, who is in the image of God, should shine unto them. All those college students, you mean tell me that they're not Christians? But they don't know anything about the Bible. This is why they're able to do that. And a lot of people call themselves Christians, but don't know nothing about the Bible. Don't have a desire to even read it or to even look at it. This has been happening throughout history with the Jewish people. This is a demonic spirit that's against Israel. We saw that in World War II of Adolf Hitler camps, Buchenstein, Auschwitz. Those are some horrific things to see another race of people burn and kill another race of people. It takes evil forces to do that through a race of people. And we have in the same anti-Christ spirit in America with political parties for both of them. Christians are trusting in these things, and these are things that are set up by systems of demonic spirits in each territory or principality that Satan has ordered worldwide. You got to look at the spiritual picture of this thing with Israel. Now, I'm going to show you that this is an antichrist thing. It's against the Messiah. Okay? You are dealing with an antichrist spirit. Now, we have two kingdoms. We have the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan, Matthew 12:26 and 12:28. Satan has a kingdom and God has a kingdom. Well, in God's kingdom, God gave Abraham and called him the father of faith because he just believed and made a covenant with him. Can't no one change that. These are the descendants of you seeing today in Israel. There's a lost tribe of Israel from Ethiopia, was added to that in 83. They're light-skinned, middle-colored, black, dark Jamaican Jews. It is a spirit. It's a universal religion of a fallen race that Satan is using to create hate in people's heart toward the Jewish people. I've never had a problem with Jewish people, and I'm African-American. As a matter of fact, Zagabe, she was running for office, and I was in high school. Mary Zagabe, and I campaigned for her. And she said, why are you doing this? I said, because I know that the Jewish people are blessed. I ain't even know the Bible. And I've all and that lady was so nice to me. Very nice to me. Namath Jews in Mobile, Alabama. We couldn't go nowhere to buy certain things back then. But Namath were there. Jews have helped people all over the world. Why is it that this spirit is trying to attack the Jewish people now? It has been doing it ever since Satan has been kicked out of heaven. Okay? It results in rebellion, witchcraft in the church. Works of the cross is denied. That's when you got an antichrist spirit, and you can have that in churches today. When pastors are preaching these prosperity messages, that's against the Messiah, because the Bible says seek not to become rich. And that is a spirit against the true Holy Ghost of the Godhead, which has false doctrine, and people can believe in that. And what's going on now is that people don't have an understanding of the Bible and how this fit with Israel and Gaza. They are half brothers that's fighting each other. I would like you to know that. Abraham listened to Sarah, and Sarah told him, go get that handmaid Hagar, and you can have a baby. I'm too old. And she laughed at God, and Abraham listened to her. Well, those are the descendants of Abraham. They half brothers. So the Gazis and Israelis are really half brothers. That's how this thing works biblically, okay? Witchcraft brings carnality and legalism. And the Antichrist spirit is against the Messiah. And this is against where the Messiah lives at, these protesters. Jesus of Nazareth is from Israel. Do people don't care about that? Because the devil got them so programmed into looking at this picture through these false lies and false evidence. You got to be able to have the discernment of the spirit, to test the spirit, to see what's right and what's not right. It tries to substitute the Messiah, and it tries to replace it, which it can't. There are many antichrists. The antichrist, one final supreme ruler, will come, but there's a spirit right now of the antichrist spirit that's against the Jewish people. That's a demonic spirit doing this. It's a principality that's hating a nation who is striving to defend itself, that's surrounded by all enemies. But God has Israel's back, and let me say that. This antichrist spirit is an operation against anything Jewish, spiritually, mentally, or physical. The spirit of Antichrist starts in association with rejecting the Messiah, denies Jesus as Lord, denies relationship of the Father and the Son and in the Godhead, 1 John 2:22. It denies the Messiah has come in the flesh, John 1:14. First manifestation of Antichrist's favor for Barabbas, Matthew 27:21. Many false messiahs have come since even Jesus came and left, John 5:43. Islam means perfection and completeness, but that's not complete because it denies the Son. Claim and true fulfillment of the Old and New Testament without rejecting the anointing of Jesus. So when you reject the anointing of Jesus' death, and Jesus is the Son and the Father in relationship with the Godhead, and you don't accept that, that's an antichrist spirit. The final antichrist will be the man that will come to rule the world. He will be a man of lawlessness, a son of perdition in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 1, 2, and 3. And you can also compare John 17:12 to that. The wild beast, Revelation 13:1-4. And you can compare Revelation chapter 5, 5 through 14. Nature of the Lamb, empowered by Satan to dominate all nations. And this is what the devil is doing now. He's trying to dominate the political area in the Republican Party, which is false Christianity, illusion, unable to discern from the Holy Spirit, and calling themselves Christians, picking up this anti-Messiah a spirit in them due to the fear that they will lose control and that the minority will be the majority in America. And Satan has got all this set up. This is why you got a lot of people for Trump. They represent their personality. So you got 76 million people have the same personality that Donald Trump has. They got to think like him, to act or to like him, because if you got any sense, any common sense, you would know that something's wrong with this guy. But again, these are forces of darkness that's penetrating and that's doing this. Now, I'm going to give you a quick lesson about some things that I wish that the people at the university who's protesting would hear this or send this out to someone that's at a college or a university that's protesting against Israel. Okay? Send this out. Okay? Because you are not supposed to be doing that with God's chosen people. Always came through their rescue, and he always will. Salvation is for the Jew first, then the Greek. Didn't I say that when we first started? That's what salvation's for. And God's word, definitely true. And Satan is doing everything in his power to choke off, to make the Jewish people be hated worldwide. This is a demonic spirit. This is why God tells us, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Just in case for people who don't understand this, anti-Semitism and anti-Jewish people, then you against God, period. You're total against God, because God chose the Jewish people. He made a covenant with Abraham. You cannot come out of that. That is in the Bible. This was about 2000 BC, okay? God, he chose a man named Abram, A-B-R-A-M. God later renamed him Abraham. Now, God called him to come to the father of the nation. He told him he had to become to the father of the nation for whom he planned a special destiny. God made a covenant with Abraham in which he promised that through his descendants, all nations would be blessed. God confirmed this covenant to Abraham's son, his Isaac, and to his grandson Jacob, whose name he changed Israel. Now, you're coming up against God when you're doing this to these people. They're fighting a physical and a spiritual war. But the people who are protesting, they only see it in a natural intelligence because they don't have the revelation of the word. And thousands of people out here protesting and don't know what they're doing because they don't know the Bible. Because the Bible can unleak any mystery, anything that's going on, the Bible has information and can reveal it to you on any subject. On any subject, I say. So God really covers his ground. Let me say this too. I just got an email. God texted me, are there other worlds? Yes, there are other worlds. In Hebrews chapter 1:3, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty of the Father. And then it says in verse 2, had in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he had appointed heirs of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, plural, W-O-R-L-D-S, the worlds. So everything's in the Bible. Now, if you go to Psalms chapter 50, Psalms chapter 50, we're going to go to verse 5. gather my saints together unto them, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. This is a covenant that God made with these people. 430 years later, 430 years later, through Moses, God made a future covenant with Jacob's descendants, the nation of Israel, in which he gave them a complete set of laws and a fuller picture of their destiny. Later, God sent prophets to Israel who predicted how their destiny would be worked out. Now, this is God chosen these people. Be careful what you're protesting. God's purpose was revealed to Abraham. Now, how many people God promised Abraham would be blessed through him? The Bible says, all the families of the earth. That's powerful. Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, King James Version. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. All families, including the ones who are protesting against the Jewish people. Israel has a right to defend itself. This is a spiritual battle that's also operating in the physical realm of battle. Simultaneously is going on, and we have to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, Psalms 122, verse 6. On what basis did God accept Abraham as righteousness based on Genesis 15, 6? Abraham just believed. That's all he did. Now, how are you going to protest against a chosen people? Leave them alone. Let God deal with them. God will deal with them. I'm warning you, stay away from Israel, because you can make the God that created all of us very, very upset if you start bothering Israel. He's looking out for his people, and Michael the archangel is there. This is spiritual. Abraham promised to make many nations, Genesis 17, 4 and 5. With whom did God make that everlasting covenant? With Abraham and his descendants. That's in Genesis chapter 17, verse 7. Do these people realize that this is scripture about the Jewish people? I doubt it. And they're in college institutions and education protesting against something that a nation has a right to defend itself. I'm sorry for the massacre by the bums going off wrong. They're human beings too, and I understand that. And I pray for peace for both sides. But I'm not going to go against Israel in nothing. I'm going to support Israel, and I know where my blessings come from. Now, which two descendants of Abraham, which later included by name in this covenant? Isaac and Jacob. You can go to Exodus chapter 6, 3 and 4, and Exodus 2, 24. What new name did God give to Jacob? He gave that name to Jacob, Israel. Genesis 35, 10. Let's look at this. Genesis 35, 10, King James Version. And God said unto him, thy name is Jacob. Thy name shall not be called anymore Jacob, but Israel shall be thy name. And he called his name Israel. That's Jacob. Now, what you going to do about that while you protesting? The prophets sent us Jesus of Nazareth to save all mankind, including the protesters, including the Palestinians, the Muslims. Jesus died for all mankind who call upon his name. You have opposing forces that's making you anti-Jewish, making you anti-Semitic. Don't do that. That's a demonic spirit getting you to lower in to put a curse on Israel. You'll be messed up with God if you do that. And God also said he would show Abraham how numerous his descendants would be in Genesis 22, verse 17. the stars of the heaven, and like that more than the sand of the seashore. That's all nations came through Abraham, spiritually through this covenant. How many people did God promise Abraham would be blessed in his seed? All nations on this earth, Genesis 22:18. So tell these people who's protesting, let them hear this. Let them hear this. God can deal with Israel. Only God. And only God knows when his son is going to come. But we must and we have to, if we're Christians, to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, Psalms 122:6. Why did God promise Abraham all this? According to Genesis 22:18, what did he do? He just believed God's voice and believed. That's all he did. That's all we have to do is believe. What did God require Abraham to do for his children and his household in order to receive what God had promised? To command them to keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice. What were the first two demands that God made on Israel when they came to Mount Sinai in Exodus 19:5? One, to obey God's voice. Two, to keep God's covenant. God has a covenant with Israel. That covenant has not broke because of this war. Provide Israel fulfill these demands, what three things did God promise they will be? This is Israel. According to Exodus 19:5-6, if you know somebody who's in protest, send them this tape. Let them come look at it. Tell them to come to livelimits.com. I have it on recording. They go to Blog Talk Radio too, 646-378-1856, or just go to Google and type up my name. I'm on iPad, iHeart, I mean, all of them. I'm on about 20-something iPads. So please let them get this information, because a lot of people don't know what's going on spiritually. Even say that there'll be a special treasure to God above all people, a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. What else did God promise Israel on the same conditions according to Deuteronomy 28:1? To set them high above all the nations of the earth. Leave Israel alone, because this prophecy here has not been fulfilled yet. And he is going to set them high above all the nations of the earth, according to Genesis 28:1. He's going to do that. And Genesis 28:10 state the ways that he would affect the attitude of other peoples toward Israel. They would see that the Israelis are called by the name of the Lord. They will be afraid of Israel. That's going to happen, because God says that's going to happen. And I don't care what you see in the news right now, because I know who's controlling that, the devil. What would be the result of Israel's keeping God's covenant in Deuteronomy 29:9? They would prosper in all that they did. God's purpose revealed in this psalm and prophets. There are two ways in which God favors and blessed on Israel will affect the rest of the whole world. In Psalms 67:1-2. God's way will be known on earth. God's salvation will be known among all nations. So you are dealing with the centerpiece of salvation by God the Creator, who chose these people before the beginning of time. God's promise to put his spirit upon his chosen servants. What will the servants do for the Gentiles? Isaiah 42:1, he will bring the justice to the Gentiles and give us salvation. So we appreciate Jesus of Nazareth and his Jewish heritage. State the things that God will appoint this servant to be for Israel and for the Gentiles, according to Isaiah 42:6, a covenant to the people of Israel and a light to the Gentiles. What two things did God choose Israel to be for himself, according to Isaiah 43:10? His witness, his servant. And he still wants that today. This is why you need to leave the Jewish people alone. Name three ways in which God desires Israel to respond to his revelation of himself in Isaiah 43:10. To know, to believe, and to understand. For what two purpose will many people go up to the mountain of the Lord for? Isaiah 2:2-3. That he may teach them his ways and that they may walk in his path. What two things will go forth from Zion and Jerusalem, according to Isaiah 23:3? The law, the word of the Lord. And we got that now. At the time when the people of the earth are in deep darkness, what will the Lord do for Zion, for Israel? Isaiah chapter 60, verse 2. He will arise over her, and his glory will be seen upon her. How will the other nations and their rulers respond? According to Isaiah chapter 60, verse 3, Gentiles will come to her light and kings to the brightness of her rising. That is going to happen. And there's nothing that you can do to stop this. This is an antichrist spirit, which is against the Messiah. And it is also ignorance of not understanding the Bible and where you fit as a Christian. A lot of educated enemies out there protesting and don't even understand that this is biblical. Now, the Jewish Encyclopedia recorded about 40 false messiahs who came to after Jesus to say that he's Lord. There's going to be a lot of that going on now. But we have to understand that the Bible speaks of three types of truths. And if you need to know anything about prophecy, Israel, God's covenant, anything, study the Word of God. And I ask that you please listen to Derek Prince Ministries. I ask that you listen to Derek Prince Ministries. Please listen to Derek Prince Ministries. We're going to be running Derek Prince, and we do run them. As a matter of fact, we're running them right now. Just go to www.livedeliverance.com and hit YouTube. And Derek Prince is running 24 hours a day. No music, no nothing, just straight Derek Prince. Get to know that man. He brought a lot of good revelation for us to learn from. I pray that this has been a blessing to you. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Leave them alone. Lift them up in prayer and pray. If you'd like to sow a seed, please do so at www.livedeliverance.com. You can go to our site and go on the lower left-hand side of the icon and sow a seed. We really appreciate your offering. We're in need. We would like to get a computer. And we ask that the Lord move upon your heart to give. If you'd like to do that another way, you can go to www.livedeliverance.com and go to our GoFundMe. God bless you and shalom to you, and have a wonderful evening.